Members of the Council of State are meeting the striking doctors to help resolve the problems which led to the industrial action. The doctors have been on strike for the past 2 weeks, demanding proper migration onto the single spine salary structure. Briefing journalists before moving into the closed-door meeting in Accra with the doctors, the chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, said the country is in national crisis which must be resolved. He said the Council of State will therefore listen to the Ghana Medical Association and advise the president in accordance with this constitutional mandate. Doreen Amprofu was at the meeting and now reports.
The strike by public sector doctors has proved intractable, thus prompting pleas from the president, the religious community, traditional rulers and the public for the doctors to go back to work. The intervention by the Council of State is seen as the last step to resolve the crisis. In attendance is a six-member delegation from the GMA, led by its president, Dr. Adom Wainfall, and the general secretary, Dr. Soji Soji Tete. The chairman of the Council of State, Professor Kofi Awuno, is leading the council members. Others are J.H. Owusu Champong, Dr. Bernard Glover, and Cyprian Kwejo Ewusi. Professor Awuno said although there are no statistics to show the repercussions of the strike, the situation is becoming alarming as the days go by. He said the council will not be part of any acrimony, but will see to it that peace prevails.
We have a national crisis on our hands, specifically as a result of your strike action. Conjectures are that it is becoming alarming. I know that you have been engaged in negotiations, discussions at various levels. We as a council are very much interested in only one thing: early solution to the strike action. We will give you this forum for us to talk, and we hope that from this meeting, within the next few hours or days, the strike will be over.
The president of the GMA, Dr. Adom Wainfall, expressed disgust at negative comments against the striking doctors. According to him, the strike is not the making of the Ghana Medical Association, but the inability of some state institutions to perform their duties on time.
Some members of the Council of State have actually been on air to really say things that they seem not to really understand. And we thought that was rather unfortunate. We were really hurt by what they said on air and how they said it. There is a genesis to the crisis, and nobody took it seriously until it really erupted. We are most grateful for the opportunity, and I want to say that other state organizations have also tried. We've met them all in the interest of trying to find a solution to the problem. This crisis is not the making of the Ghana Medical Association. It is because of the intransigence of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission and the inability of other state organizations that have been entrusted with dealing with issues like this to be proactive and also to act on time. Nobody has taken the GMA serious for the past 1.5 years that this crisis started, and I hope we'll be able to find a solution here.
The atmosphere at the start of the meeting was calm. There was, however, a noticeable rise in tension when the issue of Dr. Adom Wainfall's comments that people die every day, so there is no problem if more patients die due to the strike was raised. The General Secretary of the GMA, Dr. Soji Soji Tete, said the statement is being misinterpreted.
The Ghana Medical Association issued a statement in which we saw that a certain statement that had been made by the President at a press conference that was held Friday had been misconstrued. In it, references were made to mortalities that were occurring in our facilities. What we would want to say is that the Ghana Medical Association or the President did not mean to say that death can occur and lives can be lost needless. We wanted to acknowledge that mortalities do occur in our facilities, and that within this crisis situation, we should be a little bit circumspect in the extent to which we attribute all the deaths that occur in their facilities to the doctor's action. We are aware that emergency services continue to be rolled out in the police and the military hospitals, and these doctors who offer these services in these places are members of the Ghana Medical Association. So it's not as if we have just declared an action that hasn't got any safeguards.
That was Doreen Ampofu's report.